Editor's note. A version of this article originally appeared on Sue Today on May 27. It is being republished for those readers who may have missed it. Harry Manx has a blues story unlike many of his peers. Originally born on the Isle of Man, Manx's family relocated to Ontario when he was 6. I grew up loving blues music from an early age, says Manx. At 20, he left Toronto as a blues slide guitarist and performer. He landed in Europe where he busked and played the occasional festival. Manx then relocated to Japan, where he was introduced and eventually met Indian slide guitarist Vishwa Mohan Bhatt, a trained disciple of Pandit Ravi Shankar. Later in life I discovered and fell in love with Indian music, says Manx, who became Bhatt's student. Manx and Bhatt began to travel and perform together in India. I spent a dozen years in India following that path, he says. Both styles will be forever etched into my musical brain. My blues goes to India and my Indian music goes to the blues, he laughs. In 2000, Manx returned to Canada where he recorded and released his first album, the essentially live off the floor, Dog My Cat, 2001. The album stood out from his contemporaries as it not only featured his unique playing style, but prominently featured a couple of instrumental ragas that emphasized Manx's endearing connection to India, leading him to be called an essential link between the music of East and West. Manx's work ethic has seen him produce a new album every year for about 25 years. On his current trek through Canada and the US, Manx is pulling songs from right across his catalog. Yes, now I've got a couple of songs to draw from, he laughs. Lately, I have find myself playing songs from a variety of my past recordings during live performances. Manx has performed in the Sioux several times over the years, always for the Black Fly Jam audience. I'm very glad to come back to the Sioux for a visit, he says. I've played the Black Fly Jam a few times in the past and it's always a good time. That's an audience of pro listeners and the organizers make you feel right at home. In fact, Manx now considers Black Fly Jam's Robin McIntyre and N. Poldma friends. They're easy to love, he says. They are two friends who have been putting on shows in your community for a long time. The intimate setting that the loft provides for both audience and artists will be perfect for Manx's trademark delivery. One of the things that I attempt to do is to get deep into the music myself, forgetting everything except the sounds that are being created, he says. The audience is usually drawn into that with me. That's what has become known as the Harry Zone. A Night with Harry Manx. Saturday, June 10, 2023. Doors open at 7 p.m. Show begins at 8 p.m. The loft at the Algoma Conservatory of Music. Tickets are $40 and can be purchased here. Find out more about Harry Manx through his website. Find out more about Black Fly Jam and the events they organize on their Facebook page.